Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Right now, it's Don Letts.
Zones the warning. Evening all, I'm Don Letts and this is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours I'm going to cross time, space and genres. Tonight, for your musical delight, Eugene McGuinness, Junior Reed, Hamilton Lethauser, Lucas Santana, Moody Good, Al Reed, Kate Tempest and three from the Don CV. We're talking crucial vinyl, albums that have moved and made me the man I am today. And tonight, that's Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, released in 1966. On the other side of 11, I'll be doing my usual laid-back thing. As always, plenty to cram in, so let's cut the chat and run the next track from Babe Ruth, This is The Mexican.
Thank you.
Another track from Chroma, the new album by Eugene McGuinness. That was Amazing Grace, going out to you know who. This is Coach Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, the station that rules the nation.
Modern vampires of the city, anti blood.
You could have come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could have come from firehouse, or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from Libya, or you come from America. Could have come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been an Irishman or an Englishman. Could have been a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood, one blood, one blood. Hey mate, boy, I want you to get me straight. Such a man or a weather policeman or a weather civilian said the whole of we are one. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London or you come from Birmingham. Could have come from Brooklyn or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in fighting, tribal war, racial war.
Vampire Weekend, the title of their current LP, Modern Vampires of the City. That was Junior Reed's 1989 dancehall anthem, One Blood. Gonna move from JA to the USA for some old school hip hop, you know, the pre-cussing, socially relevant kind. This is Boogie Down Productions, My Philosophy.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes, 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 yes.
I think very deeply. Deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
A teacher will begin to speak. Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? Will all be explained like the structures to a game? See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Pick the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, SCOTT.
key. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number two, my philosophy. Number one was poetry, you know it's me. This is my philosophy, many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K-Hawk collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft pump? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style and learn to be original. My posse from the Bronx is thick, and we're real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
In about 4 seconds, the teacher will begin to speak.
I'll play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teaching other artists styles and new concepts and their hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get better. Rap is like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so, I'm this, I'm that, huh? But they all just whack, whack, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip hop, about D Nice, Melody, and Scott La Rock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black. Talk broken English and drug selling. See, I'm telling and teaching pure facts. The way some act in rap is kinda whack and it lacks creativity and intelligence. But they don't care cause their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Cause it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham. Or a turkey or a hamburger. Cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott La Rock.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes, I think very deeply.
Hi, I'm Fatboy Slim. Join me on this week's Six Mix.
This is the Six Mix.
This Friday from 10. For a whole 2 hours, I will be playing you some of the tunes that have inspired me over the years, the tunes that got me DJing, some of the tunes where I heard them and thought, that's how a record should sound, some of the tunes I heard and just plumb ripped off. My biggest inspiration in DJing terms was Adventures of Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel, which introduced the idea of chopping records apart, scratching them, and that took it to a new level. Join me as I go through an old school experience which encompasses rap, disco, rave, acid house, the best music in my life.
Six Mix with Fatboy Slim.
This Friday night from 10 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Deep and hard as marble.
Alexandra from Black Hours, the debut album from the Walkmans frontman Hamilton Lethauser. I think I already told you the album features contributions from aforementioned Vampire Weekend, Fleet Foxes and The Shins. That's a hell of a lineup. Now, bit of housekeeping, because I'm duty bound to let you know if you're feeling my flow, you can always catch up, tell a friend to listen again and check all track listings on my page of the Six Music website. Truly a wonder of the modern musical world. American girl group Reparata and the Delrons there with 1968's Captain of Your Ship. Right, I ain't ground my gears for a while, but I got to ask as someone that's fairly visually literate, what is it with people filming things with their camera phones held vertically? What's that about? It's not logical, it's not artistic, it's just, well, Rico Rodriguez pretty much hits the nail on the head with the following title, Stranger Than Strange.
Bye. Dawn Selection Culture Clash. Ja, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. Live it up, Ja. Live it up, Dawn. Nostalgia. You know, I didn't watch a single game during the World Cup. Needless to say, the station that rules the nation sorted out my evenings quite nicely, thank you.
She was a smart kid, smart girl, soft eyes, took in a hard world and saw it. Fast forward, she's moving for money in bars for the tourists. She's moved up to massage, she's happy, she's in charge. Talking to clients, adoring the silence of after the session. Her and the night air, how to be more than the sum of your parts. She knows how they see her, but they don't know half. I never wanted to be anybody other than the person that I am. And the things that I discovered in the circles that I ran have been difficult and humbling. Some don't understand, but I'm happiest when struggling. She's not reluctant to touch. It's the one thing that must bring us closer together. It's such an important endeavor to feel tender. She can't believe there are some who have never been held in their lives. 8 months in a boardroom, 3 on the motorway, 1 in a small room, watching the dawn loom large over grey bricks. It's not sordid, it's sacred to open them up to the warmth of her nature. It's ancient, she don't wanna do it forever, but let's face it, wages are rent is outrageous. Some might say that she's being degraded, but she makes her own mind up, knows her own morals. She don't care about how most people see it. One man's certain is another man's squabble. Life's to be lived, not agreed with. She's making her living and she's making it safely. Better than slaving away in an office or killing herself to fill some boss's pockets. got stoned and watched snooker. And when she got home, he cooked food for them both. They were happy and close, but she could feel it pulling at the threads of their tapestry, unraveling all that he knew to be true. He's the type to say this is reality. He finds it very hard to alter his view, but gradually she has felt less and less certain that his understanding would stretch. And now she's got to justify all her decisions, but he doesn't listen, just gets upset. But she, in her wisdom, is ready to try. She thinks of his feelings, she kisses his neck in the evenings, tells him for them she's a sweet thing in between meetings. But he has her depth and the whole of her. But when he's holding her hand, it feels less like her hand and more like his hand. And when he's kissing her face, it feels less like her face and more like his face. She's become displaced. Is she herself, or is she the girl that he wants her to be? She tells him, I don't want to hurt you, but your judgments are heavy and they're hurting me. I never wanted to be anybody other than the person that I am, and the things that I discovered in the circles that I ran have been difficult and humbling. Some don't understand, but I'm happy it's been struggling.
From Becky is featured on Kate Tempest's new album Everybody Down, a kind of musical movie with 12 chapters telling one complete story. Right, from one poet to another, because it's time for three from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl. And tonight I've chosen Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, released in 1969, and notable for being one of the first double albums in rock. Now, I was only 11 when this came out, and even I ain't that hip. I naturally came across it backtracking after I discovered Bob in my early teens. Basically, back then, Dylan was essential listening for any self-respecting musical journeyman. I remember being taken by a chapter entitled Huey Diggs Dylan in Bobby Seale's book Seize the Time. He was the Black Panther Party co-founder, and Huey P. Newton was his much more radical partner. I digress, but not really. The point being that back then, Dylan spoke to and for everyone. Even a little black kid in Brixton. From said release, this is Rainy Day Women.
the undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now my fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it. Not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because you lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Could be wrong. You say you told me that you wanna hold me, but you know you're not that strong. I just can't do what I've done before. I just can't beg you anymore. I'm gonna let you pass, and I'll go. Deserve me, but you know sometimes you lie. You say you're shaking and you're always aching, but you know how hard you try. Sometimes it gets so hard to care. It can't be this way everywhere, and I'm gonna let you pass. Yes, and I'll go rest. And time will tell who has fell and who's been left behind. When you go your way and I go mine. Well, the judge, he holds a grudge. He's gonna call on you. But he's badly built and he walks on stilts. Watch out, he don't fall on you. stories that you know I believe are true. You say you got some other kind of lover, and yes, I believe you do. You say my kisses are not like his, but this time I'm not gonna tell you why that is. I'm just gonna let you pass. Yes, and I'll go last. And time will tell who has fell and who's been left behind. When you go your way and I go mine.
Most likely you go your way and I'll go mine, before which you had I Want You from Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde, released in 1966. You know, a lot of people are put off by Dylan's vocal delivery, but to my mind it underpins his lyrical content, a bit like Johnny Cash or James Brown. It gives the lyrics gravitas. I mean, if he had a technically good voice, whatever that is, to me it would weaken his message. Blonde on Blonde contains a stack of songs that are amongst Dylan's finest works, and there's no doubt in my mind that he played a massive part in my understanding in the potential of music. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
This is a time of decision. Make up your mind, avoid confusion. Indecision makes a situation uncompleted. For every man there is a door, for every sea there is a shore. Chant all day long, chant, chant all day long. One day you will find a song. Oh, 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 oh.
This is a positive suggestion. Free your mind of all illusion. A brighter day is surely on its way. Undisputed. For everyone there is a prize. Just win the race, you realize. Try, try, try.
music?
I think I went to my first festival when I was about 10.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
Ever since I saw Nirvana play. It was the first time I'd seen a crowd of that size behaving in that way. And it's the first time I think I'd ever been up that close to, like, an idol and someone I was completely obsessed with.
Ladies and gentlemen, Festival.
This summer, Six Music goes on tour to some of our favourite festivals. Green Man, Festival, and this week...
I'll be live from Latitude, scouring the lineup for new discoveries and bringing those festival vibes to your Friday.
Tom Ravenscroft, live at Latitude.
Friday night from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Big Nasty, yet another cut from the new self-titled debut album by Moody Good on MTA Records. Before the trail, Alton Ellis with Decision. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and we're fast approaching 11, the other side of which will include chilled cuts from Glass Animals, Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus, Chiba Matto, and Love to Name just a few. So get ready to kick back and relax after Al Reed's Pure Love.
Would you believe I call my baby Ivory? Here she comes now. That's my baby in that mini skirt. She's capable of a putting down ball skirt. The best in the world, bar none. With that 38-24-41, she's 99. Something missing, but my can make it up with a kissing. The point 56 that's been removed. Don't do a thing to change her mind. Baby's a groove. She's 99 and 44. She's pure love.
99, 44, 99.
There's nothing nobody can tell me that I don't know. My baby told me she's been in love before. She fills my loving cup up to the brim. And that little bit that I don't get, she gave to him, yeah. I can't share my baby with nobody else. I'm gonna keep this woman all to myself. 'Cause of what she's got is on the ball. I tell you, man, I've got to have it all. She's 99 and 44. She's pure love.
99, 44.
That woman is 99 and 44. She's pure love.
99, 44.
My baby is 99. Yes, and 44. She's pure love.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
We'll be right back.
Viva Mi Soldad from Sidesteppers in Beats We Trust. I'm still Don Letts, and hopefully you're still tuned to Culture Clash Radio as I continue to cross time, space and genres with, amongst others, Roses Gabor, Gil Scott-Heron, Son Little and Sam Cooke. All coming up after something new from Zabba, the debut album by Oxford's Glass Animals. This is Hazy.
Your baby's falling, you know I'm talking now. You know I'm dancing, you know I'm racing round. Oh no, you're so juiced, you said you kicked the booms. You know I get boomed, you know I'm just a boy.
Michael and the Sons of Negus there with Nana Jaja Children, which you can find on Rastafari, released in 1975. Next up, a slight nod to the past few weeks from Parlour Flames. This is Pop Music, Football and Girls.
Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
The bitter city of time turns her voice into sugar water. On that
riding on a camel that had big eyes. The buildings are changing into coconut trees, little by little.
Urban trip-hop courtesy of Chiba Matto. That was Sugar Water, as featured on their 1996 debut, Viva La Woman. Weren't they supposed to have released Hotel Valentine, their first new album, in 15 years a while ago? Well, for whatever reason, it's not appeared on my radar. I'll have to do some investigating. Got to take time out to thank you all for your email thoughts, support and suggestions from around the globe. It's good to know I'm hitting the spot.
From 1967's Forever Changes, that was Love, led by the late Arthur Lee with Alone Again Or. And typically, the album didn't do too well when it came out, but with hindsight, it's now recognised as one of the finest albums to come out of the original Summer of Love. Let's ease down the guitars and push up the bass for a cut from Rod Anton and the Ligerians' new album, Weevolution. This is We Are One. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, the station that, thanks to you, still rules the nation. I want to pay my respect.
I could try to say I'm sorry, but that won't be quite enough to let you know pain that I feel, and it just won't let up. Oh, it feels like the sky is falling and the clouds
Womack, the Don salutes you. Gonna keep it on the soulful tip with something new from UK R&B artist Roses Gabor. This is the first single from her forthcoming debut album on Ninja Tune. And if the rest sounds like this, I'm right there, sister. This is Rush.
Rush.
I just had to drop that again. Brand new from Nick Hakim, Pour Another. And if you want to know what's hot and what's not as far as the latest releases go, tune in to Six Music Recommends. Marcia Griffiths' bass-heavy take of the Roberta Flack classic First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which started life in 1957 as a British folk song written by political singer-songwriter Ewan McColl for American folk singer Peggy Seeger. Next up, the soul singer that basically paved the way for the rest of them. This is Sam Cooke. I'll Come Running Back to You.
Folks say that you found someone new to do the things I used to do for you. Just call my name, I'm not ashamed, I'll come running back to you. Can't sleep at night, I can't eat a bite,
When you were mine, I didn't treat you right. Just call my name, I know I'm not ashamed. I'll come running back to you. Just like a king, I've lost everything. I sit all alone on my own. I've got my pride, but deep down inside, I'm yours and yours alone. Whoa, whoa, I try to forget, have no regrets. This love of ours could always start anew. Just call my name, whoa, I know I'm not ashamed. I'll come running back to you. Just like a king, I've lost everything. I sit all alone on my throne. I've got my pride, but deep down inside, I'm yours and yours alone. Whoa, I try to forget, have no regrets. This love of ours could always start. Just call my name, I know I'm not ashamed. I'll come running back to you.
Six Music.
I grew up pre-acid house into rave culture, and Britpop might have come and gone, and other forms of rock might have come and gone, but the dance music culture, the sound system culture, has always been huge and has kept growing.
This is Giles Peterson.
The radio show that I present is celebrating UK club culture and everything that that has influenced around the world. Obviously, I'm not Ibiza. I'm that beach party, which is a little bit off the beaten track, and there's a few hundred people there, and it's free to get in. But the music's really good. That's what I hope I'm doing. I put everything into it. It's my life, my heart, my soul in music every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 6.
Giles Peterson
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
When my heart aches, I'm drowning, pain won't go away. And in my cups, brown fills my brain, won't go away. These five yellow girls out on parade, asphyxiate. Still stuck in a cage, trying to ply my trade, won't go away. And I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. Am I just another runaway? Yeah. When shadows creep across my floor, won't go away. You've had enough, but still one more, won't go away. My engine gun and thunder birds and fall won't erase. Still trapped in a box trying to clear my name, won't go away. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. Am I just another when my heart aches, I'm drowning, pain won't go away. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Oh, cause I numb the pain. I'm afraid.
Your love will blow me away.
Am I dumb?
Run away.
Your Love Will Blow Me Away When My Heart Aches, the brand new single from Son Little, a song he says sang its way into existence. Okay, from one heartfelt vocal performance to another.
Jagged jigsaw pieces. Tossed about the room, I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom, but she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. She was really sweeping up pieces of a man. I saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, "Now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today." But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand. He was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning, and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, turn my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. They don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're only arresting. Pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong, strong man. Yeah, I saw him.
Hits me every time. The late great Gil Scott-Heron there with Pieces of a Man.
made so much more poignant by the time we spent together, brief as it was. Speaking of time, I'm out of it. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Next Sunday, I'm playing the Latitude Festival, so in my absence, I'm going to put together my bass-heavy festival favourites, a taste of what I do when I'm out and about on the summer circuit. Until then, I'm signing off with a tune that devastated me as a youth. Mind you, I was only 12 when it came out. This is The Beatles, Rocky Raccoon.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room.